What up, jesters and jestettes and jesters of every shape, size, and color? I'm back to loving the ship brown. If you're a ship brown jester, I still love you, man. Forgive me for the hate last time. But anyway, thank you for tuning in again. Today, I'm just going to be sitting with some friends. We're going to be talking about some issues. Right now, we're sitting here with Mr. Dennis. No, not last names. Not last names. Just first names. Okay, I'll just call you D. Okay. We're here with D. We're sitting here. I'll just start the whole thing over again. That way, I'll edit the whole fucking thing out.
Do it the way you want. There's no
name. No, I wasn't going to say. I'm not going to. Like I said, it's not going to be last name. It's going to be impersonal. I'm here with Dennis. My boy Dennis. You know how many Dennises are in the world? We cool? Okay.
Boy Dennises, you got on your thing.
I don't know. I only have 3 followers right now. But okay, let's start this over again from the top. What up, jesters and jestettes and jesters of every shape, color, and size? Even the shit brown jesters. I love the shit brown jesters. Who am I to judge you on what the fuck color you are? So forgive me for my hate last time. And this jester, this is just going to be, we're just going to be reviewing issues with friends. Sitting up here at my buddy's house, and we already smoked. We feeling good. We about ready to have a session of talk. We're sitting here with Mr. D. You can call him Mr. D. He wants to remain anonymous. So, D, we were talking earlier about the stock market. Do you remember the stock market?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
You don't want to expand on that? Well, how about this then?
Hit 29,000, did it?
29,000, that's right, you said that. And then I said, but that is not indication of the economy.
Then what is?
I guess unemployment would be a true measure of our economy. Because how is it that all these motherfuckers are unemployed?
We live in New York State.
All over the fucking country, man. Not only New York State.
Texas. And shit. Well, stuff is shut down.
Well, it's just, yeah, because this whole scary virus that you have over a 99.5% chance of surviving if you get it. And they shut down the whole fucking economy for that.
Are you scared?
No.
Well, then how's it scary?
It's scary because they rule by, the people higher ups rule by power. They want you to be afraid. So you come to them for the answers.
Because people are sheep.
Yes, because people are sheep.
Gotcha.
Oh, fuck, I'm out. Would you agree with that statement? That people are sheep?
I don't know. I want to grab the buzz of all of them.
Everybody's their own self, so.
Everybody is their own self. And now we have Mr. Phil just joined us. What up, Mr. Phil?
I'm gonna grab some bud to roll.
I'm a high as eagle titties, but if you want to smoke again, I'm not a quitter. So we decided at the time we had this discussion, we're chasing that crazy fuck throwing gang signs out the window. But anyway, we decided that the stock market isn't an indication of the economy, but it does influence the economy in ways.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't.
Every time it's in the teens, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it scares people.
Why? People lose jobs go overseas.
Fear. Who was it that said The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That was before we got into this whole fucked up situation that we're in right now. That's why I propose that we vote every goddamn sitting government official. Every one of them, we vote them out. Every one of them, get them out and start from scratch. See what the fuck that looks like.
Well, you have that chance. Are you a registered voter?
I am.
Then go vote.
I will, but
there's so many people off.
There's so many. You got to start at the local level. But there's so many. This goddamn corruption is rampant throughout the whole fucking system.
Big city rig.
Yeah, exactly. The whole electoral college. Who the fuck cares about the small rural towns?
I think they're paying people to leave these big cities and demolish them to get rid of that. So the vote will be more spread, but the only thing you're going to see is it changed from, like, California, New York, Chicago, for instance, because those, you know, L.A., Chicago, and New York City, basically, they choose the election.
I was listening to
the population of those three.
To what? What happened?
We're talking about,
so if they drop the population in those cities,
how cities are no longer needed.
They'll abolish that, but all they're going to do is give it to the Republicans.
Cities are needed.
All they're going to do is give it to the Republican states, which will backfire on them because the population is going to California.
You put all your shopping and all that shit in one place.
You know, people are flooding those areas where the jobs are going.
But the thing is,
everything that's ran by Democrats is bankrupt right now. And all they do is push businesses out with their taxes and stipulations and workers' comp. Workers' comp's the biggest bitch.
Well, the thing is, our economy, our livelihoods are way the fuck overregulated. Government is way the fuck too big.
I hate talking about government. But
well, let's talk about...
It is what it is, you know what I mean?
Well, that's because government...
You need it.
You do need it, but right now they've become necessary unto themselves only.
Term limits.
There should be term... For every goddamn thing. And there should be no such thing as a career politician. There should be...
When it comes to politics, I think they should abolish the name of Republican, Democrat, and
yes,
independent.
Because
why should I have to go to a voting booth saying,
I'm
already labeled?
Republicans are for the Republicans. Democrats are for the Democrats. Who's for America?
Trump.
Who's for the people of America?
Donald Trump.
But he's spent his entire presidency being fending off attacks and trying still to get shit done, all because fuckers hold grudges. Now I'm not one way or the other. I'm not choosing a side. I'm just stating what I see.
I vote best candidate.
I say if you got a man, regardless if he's rich already or not, but he's giving up what is it, $300,000+ every year, just donating it.
Yeah, but it has...
He gave up his billion-dollar lifestyle for the moment.
For the moment.
To do all the stuff he's doing, you know, you got to look at that as something just not selfish. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it for the American people, like he says. That's what I believe, at least.
Okay.
I believe, because... Are you going to give up that lifestyle?
Fuck no. I'm
are
comfy.
You?
I want that money.
If I had billions, I'm not giving that up. And if someone is paying me $300,000, I'm not just donating that three. That's a lot of money to us. You know what I mean? It might not be a lot of money to him, but at the same time, regardless, $300,000+ is a lot of money just to hand off and deal with all these people's bullshit at the same time.
I 100% agree. That's what Joe Rogan said about today. Who would want to be president now? Who would want that job now?
Trump.
There you go. Oh, excuse me. But as I was saying, I was listening
to get ruined. No more politics.
Oh,
Was Keith with him?
Yeah, he's shaking at me.
Wow. He's probably shaking his head for all the stuff we got. Yeah. I don't care. Let him do whatever he wants.
Hey, guys, just for an FYI.
You mashed my shirt today.
Come we're on. Recording a podcast episode in here.
Hey, he's trying to start his business, man.
He's making
out and
they need
help.
It's paused.
I would hope
it kind of do match your shirt,
Dave. What? It does match your shirt.
That's why I put it on.
What's up, Uncle Jess?
I've had it for over a week, first time I wore it. I don't wear it every day.
No.
I got that post today you tagged me into.
It's just conversation.
It's audio. It's just audio. It's not.
Michael Grimm.
Sessions with the Jester.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, I'll let him hit your head, man.
It's just a
Keith goes, is that Tina walking up Delaware? I go, you want to take a drive? We'll take a drive. Drove up Delaware with some other girl. I was like, nope. I turned on to Delaware. She's like halfway up to Rusty's. I'm like, that ass ain't Tina's. she's a fit girl.
For those listening, that's Paul. That's Mr. Paul.
How are you?
They can't talk to you.
I know that.
Okay. It's
not going live. I'm in the Jester's domain.
Yes, sir. You're holding court with a Jester, man. But anyway.
And I don't even like clowns. They scare me.
Well, the Jester isn't a clown.
Be a Jester, not a Chester. Vote Trump.
Vote Trump, he says. Oh, goodness.
Shit, you get thrown in a hat.
But, man. So, what do you think of this whole... How the Democrats say, you know, they're all... Eat the rich. You know, they fucking... They hate rich people. And they're... Fuck the police. Defund the cops. But yet, they want a rich white man and a top cop to hold the top office in the fun country. I mean, that just seems kind of ironic.
I think it's not Democrat. I think only like 20% maybe of America feel that way about what's going on right now. And the other 80% don't approve of it. They approve of, you know, Black Lives Matter, but they don't approve of the burning, the looting.
But you see, the thing with the blue cities. All the arrests for looting are white dudes, white people.
It's all left, though. They're far left activists.
What? Why the fuck are they? You know what? It's opportunists.
They're already bankrupt. They get more federal funding.
That's all it is. It's a fucking game. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. And yes, it is election year.
The only thing missing right now is a mass shooting in schools about so people should be safe.
Don't say that too loud.
No, I know.
Jesus Christ. Remember, we're being recorded right now, man.
It's the playbook.
Holy shit. I understand exactly what you're saying.
It's Simpsons fucking, you know.
I totally episode get it.
It's in the playbook. What else is missing? Okay, you got your... Defund the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Cop on black crime. Right? Killings, shootings. Okay. You got the forest fires burning out west right now.
Yeah.
You got I wouldn't call it fake, but the real numbers will come out virus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, don't say it's a fake virus. It's definitely not a fake virus. It's just been hyped up to the point to where it scares everybody.
You got forest fires and climate change, which is their thing.
And climate change is also bullshit. It's not bullshit. Climate is changing. It happens, but it's a cycle.
No, they just need a gun violence thing to happen for them to pull their Second Amendment card. I mean, it's all a sketch, like Simpsons. You know what I mean?
That's the fucking Simpsons, man. That's creepy as fuck. The Simpsons called everything, man. But again, I recommend the book 1984 by George Orwell.
I hate politics, so I never got into it until I voted last time.
I I stayed off politics for a while, but because it changes my mood. Because
somebody else is going to think something else.
Yeah.
I may think they're brainwashed. They may think I am. You don't.
Yep. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, actually, politics. I mean, I just go to the voting booth.
I'm not sure.
So you guys smoking weed during the podcast and all that?
It's not like you're good. It's just normal conversation. Sit around
shit. And bullshit. You ain't smoking Newports no more?
Well, yeah, they cut my unemployment.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, now you're
they cut my unemployment.
What happened, Jackson?
Aren't they supposed to be starting that back up?
Eventually.
Well, 300 or something.
Some are saying they're going to go back to when they stopped it, so you might get a big old check.
They have
retroactively, yeah.
They usually do that.
That's nice to get fucking.
Hey, they owe me
$1,600 or some shit.
Since end of July.
From what I hear.
Yeah, 12.
So
I heard he got some big. That's why they were running on casino and all that.
Yo, what's up with that lady stabbing that dude on Bottom Hill the other night?
What happened?
Corner of Baker and Colfax. Dude had an OP against this fucking lady. She come up and just fucking stabbed the shit
Dennis
out of her.
Said he's seen cops down there.
Stabbed the shit out of her. That was like Friday, Saturday night.
Remember you said they were right around the corner on Baker?
Yeah, you left your scanner out and they were like, yeah, we're looking for a house in between Chautauqua and Colfax down at the bottom of Baker because we hear glass breaking. Somebody's either fucking throwing
that lady stabbed his ass.
Somebody got thrown through Puerto something.
Girl, of course she did.
Yeah.
But shit, supposedly there was a party.
Knives.
There was a party.
I used to tell Chrissy that party. All the time. So I ain't fucking with you. I said, you got probably two knives on you.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to get one lump sum.
How was how is he getting an appointment?
His old lady, yes. Supposedly, if you get unemployment, if you've been trying to look for a job and can't find one because of the virus. Like, technically, I could go get unemployment because the virus is stopping me from getting a job when it's all happening.
Well, why didn't you go do it?
Because I don't want that to affect other things like my insurance and shit like that.
Man, I'm trying to find a third job. Can't find one. Give me some unemployment.
Yeah. Did you know if you have two full-time jobs and you get laid off, you collect full-time unemployment and work? Or if you got laid off from one of them?
Really?
Because my cousin, he was working full-time at the casino and full-time
for
Troyer Farms or something like that.
That was Gerard.
And
right?
He got laid off from the casino, so he was working full-time at Troyer Farm and collecting full.
He was getting a 600 plus.
Yeah, the whole. He said it was like
$1,400 a week.
$1,100 over there for the casino.
He was telling Sam to fire at Grandma.
Mark, dude, he was bringing home like over $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
Max unemployment and the 600.
Because they raised max unemployment to, I think, like 5 something.
Is that what
they're fucking when this shit started happening. It used to be like 420 or 460.
But it doesn't matter, the virus is going to be gone on the 4th. November?
Election day.
Yeah, I thought election day was the 3rd. Oh, the 4th. Duh. Never mind. Woo-wee!
Well, that's when it'll all end. Unless Trump wins again, then they'll be like, well, keep it going.
Dude, you know shit's going to happen after the election anyway.
I'm taking the 2nd off of
work. No matter what happens.
If you want to go up to Blasky and fish salmon.
Go where?
Up to Blasky.
Where the hell is that?
Like 4 hours north. Every year on my birthday, I take my birthday off with pay. They don't take it out of my vacation. They just give me my birthday off with pay. So my birthday's on a Thursday.
What do you mean
I took
every
that
year?
Friday at Classic Brass. So I took that Friday off. So I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
They're running the Green Lake?
Where is it? In the rivers and stuff?
It's the Salmon River.
Where you actually go into it with waders and stuff?
Yeah.
Or offshore?
You can go offshore.
Mine are probably all messed up.
You can go offshore.
They probably leak like crazy.
I don't know.
They're old.
Who's the one that fell in the lake? You or Dennis? I know them motherfuckers.
Me when I tripped over the tree.
Right up in, right in front of Midway Park. Had Dennis and Phil out there waiting for walleye tonight.
Well, there was a tree
over
in water.
Bam, right? Pulled chest waiter filled with water.
Oh, that sucked.
We got walleyes that night, though. Even Dennis caught walleyes.
Drag yourself out, go back out.
The best walleye was the one I caught off
the dock.
Dock.
Yacht club.
Yacht club.
Was the one that came right back at you? Didn't think you had anything.
I told him, I said, let's just go. I said, we ain't had a hit in 3 hours.
Well, the year you told me, you get your permit. So
he goes, just let me, one more cash.
I go out twice, that's it.
He got walleyes. Well, Dennis probably got 4 or 5 walleyes.
Oh, not that many. 3, maybe.
You got your limit that night. We all got our limit.
How big was that? Like 30 biggest inches?
27 and a half. I still got the picture.
With the tape in
there. That's a nice size fish.
I told Phil, I said, let's just go, dude. I said, we're fucking 3 hours and I had it. Whoa. Give me 1, 2 more casts. So he made them fucking casts and wow.
I didn't think.
I thought it was a muskie. It was dark.
I thought it was a thing of seaweed because I'm just going just like this and it's coming right into me.
Big old fat 20.
And then once it got up there, he started jumping around and splashing. I'm like, fuck, Paul! Paul, get down here!
I gilled him though.
Yeah.
I didn't have a net. I fucking.
Cause I didn't know what it was. It was dark. I wasn't reaching down in there to grab the fucking thing.
Yeah, I cut my fingers up that night, gilling that bastard.
So yeah, since my dad, that was one of the first things he ate when he was eating regular food.
Yeah, was that walleye?
He loved walleye.
I cook them up in a wok. Cut them up in little chunks like this. And
cook them while you walk.
Were you gonna try to eat them?
Egg and fucking breadcrumbs and
you done deep frying
like I do chicken.
Oh, that easy. That easy.
No, I'm serious. They're fucking banging. Someone I'll eat them like that, but I really can't.
Mr. G.
No, don't even start. We're on podcast. Don't even do it.
No, I was just going to ask you
don't
where you work.
Do it.
And I was going to ask you where you work.
Where I work?
Yeah, where do you work?
Fairbanks Farms.
Yeah. I used to work there.
Me too, until Phil come picked me up on break.
Fairbanks
Farms. I never went back. Got the paycheck. It was over with. You might have been with him, Dennis.
There were times I tripped balls working at Fairbanks, man.
Oh, you don't need to go back in there. Yeah, you're right. Let's go.
Fairbanks Farms. Some memories, man.
I probably filled your position.
You never got fucked up.
I think you were with us.
You were with us, oh boy.
No,
I was fucked up every day.
I was too young when I was cooking chicken.
Man, I was fucking ripped every day. I'd go out back and smoke with Bill.
Dude, back then I was a straight edge little farm boy, man. I walked the straight line, man. I was on my way to heaven then.
They got me paid, man.
What is this all slow?
Texting.
Fat chick with a phone.
Nice car, though. Mm-hmm.
Bitches and hoes.
The Yukon.
Those things are expensive.
What was that?
Yukon, isn't it?
Either a Yukon or a Tahoe.
That's what Quentin's got.
Brand new, they're over 50.
I go, Quentin, I said, why didn't you get the fucking Denali? He goes, I got everything that Denali's got. He goes, and I'm paying about $17,000 to you. I'm like, all right. Yeah, he's got that fucking Tahoe. Or Yukon.
You know those Clintons.
Badass.
They're all like V8s, though, aren't they?
Yeah. They're gas hogs. Well,
nowadays, they probably make them all.
Yeah, if they got that, the fuck is that?
Eco
gas,
boost,
yeah, Eco Boost. They might save.
They got that in my car.
That's what I always
want. What's the cost to fill your shit up? You filled it up yet?
Yeah.
Mine's like
you probably gotta let it run down lower than half.
Though. Mine's like 38.
Jesus, I barely drive the fucking thing. She's always taking it to work. If I go somewhere,
like
it's like 7-Eleven and buy. Well, it ain't, because I'll go to 7-Eleven, I'll go around the block, drive through.
Prices are going back up.
You're like
so
driving in
the
car.
Even at the resident.
You're going straight home.
You know where you should
I go
to start your own pot?
32 in mine for gas mileage. Ain't bad.
Everybody should have got a reduction in their car insurance, so.
But I run the EcoBoost because I run my fucking
nobody's
air conditioning all the time. And that
I can't tell. I was driving like a motherfucker.
Yeah, what's yours cost to fill it up?
Drive?
Yeah.
Like 28 bucks?
Yeah.
$24.
Yeah.
There's all these laid off.
Mine's like 38. But I never let it get below half.
Pass
this
that way.
20, 22 the whole time.
I'm looking out for you, Mr. G.
You ain't looking out for me.
Okay, then here.
Remember when you carry a paper slip saying you're going to work?
No.
Did you get one from your work?
Hell no. Well, you got one?
Yeah.
He had to cross state lines, though. Keith ain't got a
question.
Why
are
you handing
it
to me?
Well,
I don't know.
You told me to bring it
way. We're doing it this way,
yeah.
So he's not after me.
So it ain't all wet.
Okay.
Why would you got COVID?
No.
You got something, man. Don't worry, Phil gonna catch it.
Phil gonna catch it.
Well, I got my own here. That's for you guys.
You're feeling shit already, huh? You see, Wentz is hurt already? Yeah, he tore some fucking muscle in his throat or something already, man. What the fuck?
Every year he
gets hurt. Yep.
Well, them
gloves. That's why I still think they should have. That's why they went after that Hurst.
He's good. No, I liked him. He was
it Hurst or Hurst?
Jalen Hurst.
I seen him. Jalen Hurst. Like some.
That's why they said we got. Wentz always get. What was it? Something Wentz. Wentz is always getting. Something about where Wentz is always getting hurt. That's where we got hurt or something like that.
I seen him. Quad power lifting or whatever it is.
Ooh, that
some ridiculous.
That hurts. Yeah, he's an athlete, man. That dude was nasty. Last year he finally got a coach that could teach him how to throw and shit like that. He went to Oklahoma there. He put up big numbers.
Yeah.
So he's got
the next Patrick Mahomes.
I hope not.
I need somebody.
I hope not.
Trying to find somebody who's willing to spend like $500-$600 on college football.
What's up, Uncle?
Ain't nobody call you over here. You ain't get the sign.
I don't know.
He saw the red Trump hat.
Uncle, we want you
hat.
Over here, bud.
He saw the red Trump hat.
If things go all right, I want to go watch Notre Dame.
You can't. Notre Dame, they already said that.
I know, but.
Certain percentage is going to the students.
Back to work now.
Other percentage is going to the faculty, and the other percentage is going to staff. Nobody in the stadium that's not affiliated with the school. They already said only 20% capacity.
You don't think you'll buy their ticket, though?
I don't think so, not now.
Like 500-600?
I don't think so, not now.
But that game,
they said they don't want nobody else in the faculty, staff, or students.
I see the president sat down with what's his name there. Big Ten conference guy. Don't say let them play.
And they handed out paperwork today, Phil.
They're not going to. They already. They voted on it, and there was
tax relief deal. Trump signed a tax relief. So
8 out of the 10
tax
schools
won't be taken out of checks.
They didn't want to do it.
But the way it was explained, you could opt into it, where your taxes don't get taken out of your check now till January, but from January till April 29th or whatever. They'll take double out to pay back what they want to take out now. So I threw the fucking papers away.
I didn't have my
I figured, fuck it.
Time.
If I don't see it, I'll miss it.
There you are. Executives thing.
It's a Social Security tax. They'll stop taking your Social Security tax, but I get like what?
Why are they stopping that?
Maybe 70
they
bucks a week.
Done that yet,
I don't know. Just so. Bullshit. They signed it yesterday.
They get signed.
Yep, because I got paperwork today on it saying,
which
you know,
you ain't got to pay that back, though.
Well, they said from January 1st till the 30th or 29th of April, they're going to take double out of your check if you opt into it. So I ain't fucking opting into it. Fuck that. And then I have to owe it back.
That's some New York State bullshit there.
I'll be paying back Christmas in January.
King Cuomo's got to get his ransom, man.
That cocksucker.
He's a douchebag, dude.
Come on, educate your shit. You're right.
Walk around New York City without wearing a mask. Walk his dog when everyone else got to wear one.
Everybody got to wear one. Goes out of state, comes back, don't fucking quarantine.
Don't wear a mask outside.
In New York City?
Yes, you do.
Come on.
Yes, you fucking do.
If you're socially distanced from people, you don't have to wear a mask.
Fuck that shit.
Well, Biden, because then you will.
Yep, mandatory mask. That's one of his first things he said.
You're gonna take guns too?
I thought fucking the corona was going away as soon as the election.
It doesn't matter. It's Biden. He figures if you cover everyone's mouth, they can't say nothing for him touching kids.
You know what's weird about the whole thing?
See no evil.
Well, sniffing.
See no evil.
Sniffing.
They took 150,000 deaths and knocked it down to like 9,000 on the CDC.
Yeah.
It's just weird that they did that after they started going after the governors for the nursing home deaths.
Yeah, because those nursing home deaths
they
were dying fucking of old age and they were labeling them COVID fucking patients.
But 9,000 is like supposedly.
And not only got.
You didn't have no underlying.
It's just going to be fucked up if a lot of these people lost their businesses over some bullshit cancer.
Over Democratic Republican bullshit. Wow. Just ain't nothing but a fucking fight.
Never scared me.
Can't impeach them.
Partisan bullshit.
Bring out the murder hornets. And that don't fucking work. Oh. Bring out COVID. You know?
Just heard.
I'm still waiting for the murder hornets.
Motherfucking murder hornets.
I'm still waiting for the murder hornets.
No.
I ain't seen one
Russians
yet.
Russians what?
A bug. No.
I see some white face hornets. Holy, they ain't shit. Fucking pretty, but I ain't seen no better ones.
They've been doing it for years, Tom.
They were fighting. Fuck
no.
Oh, Russia?
No.
No, Russia's friends with Trump.
That's it. Boy, putting, man. Putting big big puppet games I heard for little girls.
You know they love the vote.
Well, Russia is doing some influencers.
He says you're hanging out. Over. Stop back up.
What?
He says you're hanging out. Oh, yeah. Stop back up. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so fine, whatever. He got mad.
Well, I heard that too, but I was like, what? I don't know.
You gotta run out there to the sky. Yeah, come on, please, come back up here. Come on, come on.
Wow.
I haven't talked to him in a month.
Parents.
At least
I'm not sure what it's all about.
Uh-huh. Like the new owner?
You all sleeping on
it. If he gets it, he's going to spend big money.
What, just smoke and go to bed?
No.
He needs to redo the Grom and come for us.
He already opened it up.
You need to give him more.
No, for what? You don't give him no more right now. Wait. Conforto, he's going to have to get paid.
So how about them Patriots, man?
Fuck them Patriots.
That's what I said.
You're just trying to bring up subjects? You that bored, really?
Yeah.
Can't have dead air, brother.
So do you like look up online like top 15 topics?
Yeah.
That can go on for 10, 15 minutes with different points of views or something like that. They don't have nothing like that to keep the podcast.
Well, they might, but I haven't seen it. See, my plan is to Wednesdays have just a podcast, just one of these, just something like this, or reviewing, maybe go to a restaurant, maybe have a dinner or something, review that shit, and then Saturdays it'll be me and my girl who read an article and we discuss it.
So is he coming back up?
No, he said fine, whatever then. That's what he said when he drove away. You're doing all this. Fine, whatever then. Tell him take off the sunglasses. It's not sunny out there, man.
I just want you guys to see.
See what? He's on it, huh?
What are you going to do, man? You can talk to him. It's up to him.
Damn.
Yeah, you could have talked to your daddy.
But the article we read last Saturday... Did you hear about Elon Musk and the Neuralink? You were talking about Elon Musk.
Ford
earlier.
Big sweat rags and shit, sweat. Like,
this is the ones I usually.
Yeah, he's nodding.
Dropped it and it came up.
Yeah,
didn't nodding. Even know he had that. It's burning the name. Did he? Oh, you got this. Oh, I was smoking that.
Yeah, he's nodding. Yeah.
Not a bad guy.
Yeah, that's dope.
Nighttime message.
Yeah, I ain't not.
I want to see him with Paul,
and that's
scary because I've seen him here.
And that's
what we call it.
Yeah, that's dope right there. I've seen Lil Wiggins. I'm dope. Hope he's just sniffing and not shooting it.
Mm-hmm. What do they call Miami fans? Something flippers? The fuck was that?
I need to flip my ass home, though. Not that much.
Alrighty, man. This was another Sessions with the Jester. Thanks for listening, man. Follow us on Spotify and smoke weed every day. Make shit happen.
Peace. All right.
I'll see you later.
Alright.
Thank you.
Get my ass home for a minute. How many jobs you got, Dennis? Two if you want. Three if you want.
Actually,
you
no,
there?
Duh. No, we can...
Oh, I'm
sorry, man.
Oh, no, I'm actually back to you, Philip.